From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've been reporting today, Canadian authorities are facing another outbreak of SARS. Just 10 days ago, the World Health Organization declared the deadly virus was no longer spreading in Toronto. Now it is. Officials fear they could be dealing with 24 more cases, as NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Dr. Don Lowe says SARS sneaked up on Toronto this time through an elderly man with a hip fracture.
So here was a 96-year-old gentleman that had a fractured pelvis, went for surgery, 3 to 4 days later developed a postoperative pneumonia, which is not an uncommon complication.
Lowe, who's leading the investigation of the new outbreak, says the man responded to antibiotics. SARS does not. Then the pneumonia came back, which often happens in bedridden elderly patients. In hindsight, Lowe says this time it was SARS.
That was the patient that it's critical to rule out that they don't have a diagnosis of SARS.
Somehow, a hospital worker carried the SARS virus from another patient to the elderly man and to a 57-year-old man who had just had a lung transplant, making him especially vulnerable to infection. When the lung transplant patient was transferred to a rehabilitation hospital, the SARS virus hitched a ride, then jumped to the transplant patient's roommate and to his mother and to another patient and a respiratory therapist.
The five that we've identified at St. John's Rehab Hospital, no question in my mind, those are SARS.
Meanwhile, people started getting sick with respiratory symptoms back at North York Community Hospital, the suburban institution that first treated the lung transplant patient. Lowe says many of the illnesses there will surely turn out to be SARS.
The question that we're trying to sort out today is how many patients do we have at North York that are going to be? There's over 20 people that are under investigation right now.
As before, the new outbreak is not confined to unlucky hospital patients. Several of their family members are already hospitalized with what Lowe thinks is SARS, and healthcare workers at North York have fallen ill. If there's any good news, Lowe says it's that there's no evidence that the virus has made its way beyond healthcare workers and family members to the larger community. To forestall that, about 1,000 people, families and contacts of those at the two hospitals, are under quarantine, and hospitals throughout the region are on the lookout.
I still feel very confident that we're not seeing disease in the community, haven't seen it, and in the experience we've had with this, this is a hospital problem, and boy, is it ever a problem, I'm telling you.
It's back to masks, double layers of gowns and gloves, and what infectious disease doctors call a high index of suspicion.
When you think you got a beat like this, the case shows up, unsuspecting case that can result in further transmission and spread to other individuals, and the potential for a patient then being transferred to another hospital and subsequent cases. So, you know, your guard has to be up all the time.
A team from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is flying to Toronto this weekend to help Canadians learn just what went wrong. At the same time, the World Health Organization is finalizing new guidelines on how far hospitals everywhere should go to avoid Toronto's fate. That is, just how paranoid about SARS they need to be. Richard Knox, NPR News.